Okay, welcome. Musa,
Musa is going to join us a little bit late.
No problem. Ms. Bauma, are you there? Okay, I just want to check who's there. Okay, not members, it's 9 o'clock. Welcome to the meeting of the Standing Committee on Appropriation. And I request all the members to mute their mics. Please let's our mask. But again, I'll request that you leave your videos off. We'd like to see you, man. Just to show that on the. Okay. Good morning, and you're all welcome. You know, this session is we invited the Financial and Fiscal Commission to discuss. But before that, there's an agenda. Of us, can you adjust the agenda?
Yes,
Mr. Member. Move for the option.
Yes, Chair. I move for the option of the agenda.
I move.
Okay.
We're going to proceed according to the agenda. Jerry, do we have any apologies? Okay,
hello, sir.
Do you have any apologies?
Yes, sir. There's an apology from Mr. Ruben. He's attending another earth meeting. And Mr. Ruben is joining us later.
Can you
ask
who are on the members for that? At the moment?
Madam Lau. Madam Anguini, Mr. Kaiso, Mr. Sheikh Imam, Mr. Dolph, Mr. Tafa, Mr. Dikhale.
Are we correcting?
Yes, yes, we can continue.
Okay, let's proceed to individual and your members. Yeah.
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay. Another. Yes.
Just when we need to instruct you to I just wanted to need to know that.
Okay. Let's post and to help the Honorable Minister join the meeting. Okay. Another. Honourable members, it's a when whatever reason, you know that sometimes disappoint. If I go off the air, I request honourable grace until I come back. Okay. Thank you. Honourable members, we invited the Financial and Fiscal Commission to come and act with the meeting. We do it in after the money bill and then procedure related matters, Act 9, Section 4C. Honourable members, in light of the coronavirus, note that the budget and option that will put the Minister of Finance in Feb and the number of things an assumption should be at the beginning of the year. But then we know that the debt to GDP ratio is definitely going to worsen, growth to be high impact negatively, numbers which are being printed around at the moment. The fiscal deficit is going to worsen. We have pay again coming from a better that South is going to under collect. So there's doubt that all those things are quoted finally and it has impact on the lives of our people, because at the end of the day, the successfulness of the budget and the appropriation is all impact to make to the lives of our people. So if all the indicators are going for us, there's no doubt that at the end of the day, the potential impact on the lives of our people. It is with that background that we requested the financial impact we call it. I welcome welcome the staff of the committee, the members of the media who are present, South Africans who are joining us, ladies and gentlemen, are welcome. Your team. Then we'll put maximum impact through your presentation. Very much, let's proceed.
Good morning, Honourable Chair, all the members, and all policy assistants.
Prof.
I,
Prof.
Can you hear me?
Prof. Yes. Very well, yes. Very well. You see, the way you appear today, there is just about to become a lapis. Please continue.
Easy player, behind me, you know. Thank you. President, all our resources in the system, and I thought the courage to produce them all, but I just didn't know that I would start off the introductory speech, park cover. Then I will be followed by Tando, who I'll start off. To you the first time, listening to you, then we call it the Sasab, Anton Gordos, Pastor Peters, Edia Khan, Kuduli, Ruben also did to you, and asked the CEO to do the concluding, Dr. K. Brown. All of that will happen in the time that you are not Jesus.
Yes. And so we'll only interact with you. So we call it as you want. And maybe that I also approach very important that the member staff should also have an opportunity to address the honourable member.
Thank you. Only appear that I will only come to the end other than to say to you that I'm going to ask Mpunda to slide one, please. Dear person, we're giving you a full report in terms of an input that was into your office, and the slide that we're giving to you is around in the region of more 72-73 slides. I can't remember the number now. We're not going to present the 2075 slides. We're only representing 25 of that. But we're looking for you to know that we take full slides as our report to you with a narrative report. And then take those important ones, which also linked in to the others, but we thought others will help you for the report. What we're doing is we're speaking to you the I'm not sure whether this is from the slide to the slide, but I can't see.
Morning. Moving on into slide 7, there we
projects. Hello?
Yes, Tando. Who's moving the size so that it was 8-7 on 5-7?
Okay, no. Mfundo is moving slides that from I can't see the
slides. Yeah. No, but you are talking to the slides. So,
yes.
No, so always so that because no slide is in, but we must just indicate that we are literate and literate in the same thing.
Yes, I'll try as much possible to dictate where I am.
Good.
So we move on to slide 7. Showing the graph that captures the projections for world economy, United States, China, area, as well as UK. So what we want to note there is that the euro area will be a hit in terms of the extent that the contraction amounts to negative 7.5% followed by the UK, also going to experience a contraction of 6.5, USA at 5.9. The only economy that will record a positive growth in 2020 is China, but even if we put it into perspective, the Chinese economy has been growing at a rate of 7.6% for the past 10 years. So a low 1.2% is also a contraction for them. It's just that it doesn't move to the negative territory. It will be minus 8% contraction in the global. So that's the kind of what's spreading out and also affecting our main partners in the and then to slide 8, which then to speak to the South African economy. You see that the economic choice is to end recession in 2019 before the COVID-19 virus came into the picture. So what the COVID-19 has done in terms of the impact on South African economy, to push the economy into a much deeper recession. If you look at the predictions, whether you get the public institution or private institutions that have made this projection, a deep contraction is projected for South Africa for 2020. Of course, the investment and exports will all fall as a result in the contraction in the economy. Moving to slide 9 now, looking at the South African economic performance over a longer period of time, from the quarter of 2016 to the fourth quarter of 2019, we realize there is that if you look specifically at the last 3 years, is 2017, 2018, and 2019, you will notice that in each one of those years, there has been at least one quarter that's called negative growth. If you move on to 2018, the second quarter, actually, they recorded negative growth, meaning that as well from the slipped into technical recession. By technical recession, we need two successive quarters of negative growth. So you can see those negative quarters in 2018, the second one. If you move to 2019, you see that the third and the fourth quarter are also in negative territory, meaning then, therefore, when the economy moved to the second technical recession. And the reasons they vary, it's a lot to do with the uncertainty. Confidence, infrastructure bottlenecks, and the weakening of external demand. So moving on to slide 10, we see the projections that have been made by institutions, including institutions. For instance, Treasury, you see that
is that they come with different scenarios what we'd like to hand to the economy in 2020. But if you take a look at the scenario that they see economy contraction by 16.1% in 2020, the result, they see a minus 0.1%. No, that last week divided to minus 4. They see the economy contracting even more in 2020. And they've looked at negative 0.8. Italy is at 30.4, and McKinsey has 8.3. So across the board, the reflection of the economy experience contraction. What is important to note there is that this contraction come up with the consequence of that is that referrals in the poverty rate, unemployment rate, and inflation, which are key to the country's government. Even more, some of these institutions project recovery in 2021. For instance, the reserves, they see the economy will go by minus in 2021. The South African Bank projects that the economy will grow by 3.8% in 2021, whereas the IMF says the economy will grow by 5%. So even though the peak for 2020 it begins to be better in 2021. Moving on to slide 7, we're now looking at sovereign credit rating. It has deteriorated because the country has been downgraded by Moody's to a sub-investment state, or what's popularly known as junk status. So this means that all three rating agencies now have downgraded South Africa to the junk status. With serious implications, for instance, our rating means that the increase in the interest rate that we attached on government debt and go to capital markets to borrow money that we need to get in Africa, for instance. And we know that this is the first rate that we collect, principal payment of interest rates on debt. So this means that it is putting out other important investments to help the country. Instance to grow growth and continue to put all other initiatives that is going to impact negatively on our development as a country. Is the same background. What I want to know there is just the risk of the country might last at the junk because to see that if this is SP can downgrade us further, we're going to want to complete victory where we are deemed into the junk status, and this has to come with serious consequences. The next thing that we look at the deficit, and we note that the 2020 budget are not already in the budget deficit. And that was before and so the impact of COVID-19 is that students are worse than the budget limit, and the implication there that our fiscal base will shrink, and then the possibility of further deterioration of our credit rating, because the credit rating agents are interested in how we manage the deficit, how the economy is performing. If now we look at slide 15, the fiscal paper that was announced by the budget. For instance, if you look at the two parts in that graph, the blue one, which represents the 2019 budget, and then the green one that represents the 2020 budget. So we see, we look specifically at the 2021 column, we see that the budget projection increased from negative 0.3 to -8. So there is already a vast difference that was in the entry budget with the implication of nothing. It is the same thing if we look at the next set of about the 2021-22, we see that the projected deficit there is from -4 to -0.62. If you look at the 2019 budget and we compare it to the budget 2020, so I would say it's already before 2019, the budget deficit was already increasing. If we move on to slide 15, we begin now to see the impact of COVID-19. We see that COVID-19 will make those two lines represent 2020 budgets, which we've spoken about in the big time, that in 2020, the budget will be -0.8, and then in 2021, it will be -3.2. That's what has been revised downwards by the IMF, stating that 2020 will see a budget deficit of -13.3, and 2021 will see a budget deficit of -2.7. So the difference between those two lines, the blue line and the red line, they represent the impact of COVID-19 on the deficit. So the last thing that we'll look at the government debt, the fact that it also even before COVID-19, mainly because of weak growth and the condition liabilities from state-owned entities, and the fact that because of the G20 budget announced a higher government debt strategy, I say before even COVID-19. So what COVID-19 has done is also, just like in the budget, it has lessened the government debt. And we see that in the slide 17, we can compare the 2019 budget and the 2020 budget. We see that blue line now, the red line that starts to go up, representing an increasing government debt. So government debt increased up to 71.6% of GDP in 2022-23, if you compare that with the increase that was announced in the budget in the next budget, you see that the government debt of GDP was 58.9% in 2021-22. But if you look at the increase that to 69% of GDP, so the one increase that was announced by 2020 before COVID-19. And if we then look at what COVID-19 has done to government, we see that green line represents the IMF projections that put the government is even higher. For instance, in 2020, where the 2020 budget puts the as a percentage of GDP at 5.6, the IMF says it will increase to 7.4. Then in 2021, it will increase from 9.1 to 85.6% of GDP. So already, 2019, you can see that, and then the green line again, the increase that is due to the impact of COVID-19. So we see that the budget deficit, the government debt, which the COVID-19 will make the situation worse. Chairperson, I'll end here, and then I will hand over to my colleagues to answer the next question. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Continue.
Good morning, Chair and members of the committee. The next few slides provide a recap of what was presented to this committee at the beginning of March regarding the FFC's views on the 2020 budget as tabled in February. And we'll just touch on some of the highlights. So I'm not sure if we can decide 21. So this slide shows real growth by functional category and provides a sense of government's priorities at the time of budget 2020. Next, on the slide provides a look back at what happened over the period 2016-17, 2019-20, which is reflected by the blue bars, and look forward at what was being projected over the next 3 years, which are reflected by the red bars. Now, to summarize, over the period 2017-2019-20, real growth trends revealed a distinct social focus with education, health and social development being the drivers of growth amongst the different sector departments. Over the next 3 years, budget 2020 was projecting a slight shift in focus with the economic development, community development, social development department being relatively protected and growing positively. Alongside this, the piece of security functions includes, for example, your defense, police, and armed departments was to be much of the brunt of the deprioritization of cuts that were required. And the health sector was predicted to grow marginally by 0.5% per annum over the next 3 years. But given the pandemic and associated challenges, the set of expenditure priorities will need to be resort. And just for your attention, alongside the relative prioritization of sectors, a concern if you look at the last part in that figure is the crowd out of fiscal space for services as a result of strong real growth in debt service costs. So the 2020 projection showed that by 2022-23, spending on debt service costs would be better than spending on health and community development. If we move to the next slide, I will be two, please. This slide provides an overview of the allocations and real annual average growth by economic classification. And if you look at the last column in the table, the evidence of government's attempts, slide 22, please, Fundo. If you look at the last column in that table, slide 22, we see evidence of government's attempts to rein in personnel spending over the next 3 years, with projections showing a real annual average reduction of workers and personnel spending. Alongside this, the 2020 had put a relatively strong emphasis on capital spending, which was projected to grow at under 5% per annum over the next years. Again, the pandemic-related issues, which is likely to change as non-essential infrastructure projects are cut. And funding the next two slides, 23 and 24, state an underperformance of tax revenue. As at the time of 2020, government had a tax structure mostly intact except for making adjustments with inflation. And the argument there was that attempting to increase revenues to tax would be more likely to hamper economic recovery. On the April 2020, so the second revenue specific indicator that revenue performance was between 50 and 20% lower than what was projected at the time of budget 2020. And this translates to a projected recovery of 485 million. And the figure on that slide just hones in on performance recovery just for April, which stood at about 9 billion. We move to slide 25, number two, just to summarize the key points regarding the Commission's views on 2020 approaches at the beginning of March. Firstly, the Commission had welcomed the greater emphasis that budget 2020 had based on economic development, community development, and social development. We believe this approach should ensure, on the one hand, safety for your security grants and basic services alongside interventions to grow the economy. Second, the emergence of an unhealthy composition of spending, where at the 2020 projection showed escalation of service costs and whereby costs would exceed spending on health and community development by the end of the MTF period. Thirdly, the Commissioner had welcomed government's attempts to gain spending on personnel, noted that continuing wage for 150 years in the 2020 budget.
Chairman, I would like to take the next section. Morning, Professor. Hello. Please, yes, please contact the flight number 27 before COVID-19. So basically what we indicating here is that COVID-19 economy when it was expected to open, and the budget that was in February this year really provided little impetus for COVID, which is going at a negative figure. So people just showed fiscal variables. As you can see, even though it was growing positively, when you take into account the effect of people, you find that it was really at a negative 1%. So already it meant that no more spending for the marriage and the price because there was no growth in really shows the fiscal target was stable in the attainable as a result of COVID-19 being cut. My colleague indicated earlier, and which means that the economy is likely to contract by 60%. This table basically we show you the effect on some of the fiscal, some of the. So, for instance, if in the unlikely event that the economy contracts 6%, what we will see will go below revenue, we could have a shortfall of 22 billion, which is almost split distance, which was mentioned by the commission as far as chance to fix up. So, again, this is just to indicate the severity of the West in on slide 29, we show the lockdown on what is really interesting is that we analyze mild effect on sectors which are more labor intensive, agriculture, forestry, and pharmaceutical, both for the economy. But on the other hand, where we most mostly to see the VAT decline is on the sectors that foreign exchange machinery and that may likely have implications for our image. So again, the effect, as I say, mostly mildly on sectors that are more likely, but on the other hand, it might end up with that also cause problems of payment and inflation in the long term. So by 30 is just to indicate the way, the manner in which government has responded to COVID-19. Government has introduced a fiscal and monetary policy amounting to 1.5 trillion, that comprises of a fiscal support, and another one is made up of the monetary and financial markets. So the number of interventions which banks also introduced is paying holidays for funds and vehicle finance, for instance. So combination of those being about 500 billion. The support is supposed to be equivalent to 10%, which is not intended, especially by the economy of South Africa. When you do the monetary interventions, the combined amount of 18% of the GDP, which again is really very unprecedented. We have the next on the graph. The 28th is just today, the graph which we're talking to most clearly about our case. Going to members, honorable members here, will just indicate some of the policy interventions which are more likely, are more effective the economy or the economy when it is contracted. Some of those may include the extended unemployment insurance. This is we've seen some of those and nutritional support for a small within government. Fiscal relief for the financial government, the president announced some relief for the budget as well as municipality. Direct cash transfers for vulnerable people to be raised means again there's a 350 aircraft being allocated to employment program, but there's budget opportunity. I think this intervention at this current moment will not necessarily be clearly given the risk of COVID-19, but in the future, I think even when the crisis subsides, one of the avenues to also need for housing to reduce addiction and homelessness. I think some of the interventions which have introduced begin to address this. The slide number 13, 33 is just the breakdown of fiscal and monetary responses, just to show where the funds will be. I think most of us are more familiar with the 500 billion fiscal support is going to be. 20 billion going to health sector. There are issues about whether that is paid or not, but the indications currently is that due to the low levels of hospitalization as a result of COVID-19, the on the health budget. So municipal allocation 20 billion, the job creation for amount to 500 billion, as well as the business loan for amounted to 400 billion. The monetary response package in May will include the interest rate reduction. We had a reduction interest reduction last week. The relaxation of the expansion regulation is very important, especially to ensure that this guarantee scheme is going to the businesses. Actually, the business apply for this guarantee scheme with ease. Brief chase of funds in the second month and also as well as discretionary credit payment 3 days announced by the finance bank. That's number 30. I think most time before we indicate some of the resources for the fiscal response. I think the most important to note here is that government has been very ready to respond and payment and number of reasons for that. Our assessment is that 95 billion of total fiscal assets will constitute a new injection into the and 5 billion is going to be a debt finance which is intended to support businesses as well as to jobs. This understandable in the sense that the business was really under pressure is that there's no reasonable rate line increase to the 95 trillion budget that was tabled in the provided from the 100 billion fiscal. The reason is because the package is just a credit guarantee scheme. There's a borrowing from multilateral loans, 1995 billion, transfer subsidy from social security fund to about 60 billion, as well as a social development about 15 billion. Going to slide 25, here is some of the policy measures, six policy measures, which have been introduced by the Treasury Department. The most important thing to note is that as much as the policy measures are not going to cost a lot of money, there's also a revenue cost. And when we combine potential shortfall that we and also start and also indicate the status 26 billion cost of this policy measures is likely to add burden on the already. is in relief or is it similar? Assessment is that the medical and mental response in this hospital potentially represents a gap in this is because a number of people have not their income, so before you can even talk about growth or grow the economy, you need to see the gap and the value that was given by people having their job, income, and potential, and hence we see much more of a gap in at this point. So the budget prioritization and deferral are likely to have a neutral aggregate. The only we shift in the fund and not to any business loan guarantee in our fund is a potential liability to increase the deposit from 984 to 6. In this case, there is a need to make sure that the business which qualifies for the guarantee for this loan guarantee scheme they are able to pay also in because maybe this will put the government will have to take up that day. The impact of the monetary policy depends on several variables. Some of the household debt the equal types of things in the country. With the interest rates that have been announced over the past months, the more likely effect that people are going to use relief for rather than to spend or to increase confidence. So as a result, that will have a limited on and that is argument we see. It also would depend on the eligibility criteria of the loan guarantee and the payment holiday. So if banks and the financial sector continue to be more strict in their criteria for allocating loans, so a lot of people will not be able to benefit from those economy. So in our assessment is high levels of indebtedness are likely to neutralize mitigate the effects of monetary we that there is a need to move forward a bond, particularly given the economy cycle to collect by 20%. Okay, in our view, that the fiscal run. So we are of our view that we need to deploy much of the post-COVID-19. And some of the things we think government can deploy there would be the ask from EIT, from GEES, foreign exchange reserve. As I mentioned earlier, is that some 95 billion of the fiscal reports considered a stimulus, and this means that
the whole team, 10 minutes to finish their presentation.
Move to space 40, which is from the overall assessment of fiscal and monetary response. In our question is the government's fiscal and monetary response are targeted policy areas which are proven to reduce economic distress, but the skill chain problem will need to be increased for maximum impact. On reform issues, in our view that there is likely fiscal space for government to introduce a much more fiscal stimulus that is very limited. So in that case, we need to focus on reform. National Trade already introduced the Economic Transformation paper, which is the best. It's be supported. On 42, we just see some of the reform risk areas that the government needs to focus on. The first one regarding improving and corruption. Second one, linking tertiary education subsidies to for schools, exposing SA companies to competition. This is essentially to deal with the higher concentration in the economy, like 43. The commission proposed that the government should on reducing the cost of broadband and an assignment of high demand spectrum. And this is especially important because we need to move into education. If you reduce the cost of broadband, it will make it much more easier to deliver evening to strengthen the capacity as well as to review the minister on most of our government subsidies. First, let me allow Mr. Kulu Limove to just complete the last few slides. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. Sorry, I muted myself. We are looking at the 130 billion of the fund. Where would this 130 billion come from? We tried the commission to identify a number of areas where this 130 billion will come from. And in trying to identify these areas, look at the depth for our prioritization of slide 45, whereby we come up with a number of criteria or a number of principles which help us to identify areas for reprioritization. We are saying we need to look at the right best approach with the best services, best rights of people must be protected, especially spending on basic services must be protected. And also in prioritizing, we should consider equity and fairness. We should also consider performance, especially historic performance that there are no incidents of underspending or irregular or wasteful spend. We also look at the impact that it must, when we say prioritize from this line item, it must have the least impact on the people's lives and economy, as well as looked at spending proposition whereby we are saying if it is spent on new infrastructure or infrastructure which is not related to COVID, it can be spent. And also we need to look at, analyze that particular spending on infrastructure. We also looked at whether spending is essential for capacity building. This is for non-essential capacity building, we think it should be fed. And also, we look at if spending with necessary, then we, or non-COVID related, then we think that it should be postponed. So there's now of issues. Then I'll move to slide 46. I look, we say in determining where to distinguish essential departments, and essential departments here are those which relate directly to COVID, as well as those departments which assist in providing social relief to the poor, as well as departments which are the key in kickstarting the economy. Those are essential departments. And thinking that non-essential departments should be subjected relatively more aggressive privatization. We move to slide 47, where we say in our analysis we look at reprioritization by department, by economic classification or functional category, as well as by conditional, and as you are going to see in the coming slide, we follow that particular happens, then when it comes to essential, non-essential, we have in 48 that list of what we deem to be essential services. These are departments whereby they provide that response to COVID and social relief, like the social development, water and sanitation. And these are departments which are with the effects of COVID and lockdown, like police, and as well as those departments which are essential in impacting the economy, like transport, energy, and agriculture. They are shown there in slide 48 in that particular table. Then moving to slide 49, we give an overview of potential areas for reprioritization. We also look at the quantum of spending in the different areas over the MTF and identify the pockets which would be prioritized in each particular segment there. For example, we show that compensation of employees by national departments will in the MTF around 596 billion and the potential there to reprioritize from, as well as services. If we look at travel and assistance, training and development, and catering there, there's room to reprioritize as well going to be in the next few slides, as well as new infrastructure, which can defer if it's not related to COVID. There's room to defer some spending, postpone some spending there, as well as we are going to see container grants to municipalities and provinces where there is room to reprioritize. And looking at slide 50, we look at compensation of employees. We know that compensation is the biggest thing across both departments, and public servants are really the engine of implementing government programs. But those departments where compensation is excessively high, they need prioritize more direct spending, compensation spending in those particular departments, as they are shown in the table below. On slide 15, we also get good and see another area whereby they need to reprioritize our approach towards COVID. If you look over the 2020 MTF on goods and services, the 41 departments are going to a combined amount of 835 billion on goods and services. And there are other departments, as you can see, other classes where there is high spending on goods and services. So I think there is room for reprioritization within these high spending departments within
the
then travel assistance again is room reprioritize from there, and even if the amounts are small, there are pockets which can be reprioritized because some of the travel is not essential. Then slide 23, training and development. Both one department, national department, will spend about 3.5 billion on the NGA. So if it is not if it is not planned training and is not essential, then it can be reprioritized towards issues. Slide 54, again on catering services, all good ones spend close to 1 billion on catering. So this is an essential item of spending and it can be easily reprioritized. On slide 55, we get infrastructure whereby over the MTF 2020 MTF infrastructure spending will amount to 850 billion and the national departments alone are planning to spend 480 billion. And we believe that if it is new infrastructure not related to COVID and not related to kickstart the economy, then the room to reprioritize some of the infrastructure, but with a caution because some of the infrastructure it can create a necessary backlog. therefore we need to understand and analyze the full life cycle of infrastructure when we are reprioritizing from the infrastructure spend. Then slide 56, improved of the same story. I move to slide 58. Slide 58 basically summarizes the commission plan, which the commission is recommending for prioritization. So the quantum of resources will be allocated for each particular grant for the next year. So all we identified about 4 grants which we believe both in the municipality which we believe the prioritized from. And the next slide tease out the rationale, the reason behind our saying we need to differentiate the particular and all of them on SPA. We are actually saying I'll give 2% examples of where to, why we are saying we need to differentiate some of these things. In slide 59, I'll give 2 examples which are community libraries and for participation and school development grants. These are simple examples. I'll not go through all. I look at community library grants. This on infrastructure, new libraries, maintenance, marketing of existing libraries, as well as capacity building are important areas. With pandemic, some of these of money prioritized for COVID-related funding and some of the action activities, lay some and put money into COVID-related issues. If you look at participation and sport development grants, we deem that one the non-cash and main funding prioritized. So deciding on the extent to which to deprivatize government should consider that the cost of carrying of for 3 years. So this provision allows then for some money to be reprioritized. So the rest of the slide really look at each particular grant and why we say it should be reprioritized. So if all the slides and what slide 66, that to end on slide 66, we decide reprioritizing from national partner and board from entities which are related to and additional grant. We need also to look at the area where we can set, especially if we get appearances. There is more room to be more efficient if the high incidence of and unauthorized things is reduced, as well as there is a need, especially with COVID, that is really busy adoption of technology and new business models. And so we need to leverage the technology more, especially on e-delivery, education, e-learning and other things. So the need for us to embrace and new technology and stuff, as well as the need to reorganize it through this strategy program, especially because we have found the great relations around the construction, there is need to restructure and gain more settings on that particular group. And with that, I'll hand over to Kevin Group. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bagson. If you could please move to slide 58. I'll just to go to a very high level, just to point to the first point that on the slide here, to say that we have noted that by 2020, there was no fiscal space, and we have noted that in the budget as the excess costs were extremely. But we are still that government should consider the fiscal consolidation
can't relax. So we know that for the immediate pressures, she's on the table, and clearly we focus more specifically in the store relief. And then in the longer run, absolutely must focus on bolstering economic growth and in restructuring economy. If we go to slide 69, I think a plea which we made earlier in the presentation to say that we're not sure this gapling there, which we have been discussing now, is going to take us to the service that we want. I'm not sure, I think that we must be to get demand neutral, and that we do need to look at serious reforms in government. The critical thing from our point of view, looking at the impact that that has on poverty and inequality, and that is the main focus that everyone has in real government spending. And slide 16 reiterates some of what we said about government spending. It doesn't talk to monetary policy and revenue side. I think then I will skip straight over and go right to the 7%. Please drop a button if you can. Yeah, I think the important point to make about government reform is that government reform needs to come across all spheres of government, national, provincial, and local. Clearly, in more immediate presence, you're focusing on health more specifically. And municipal services in order to deal with protecting people's lives. Even here, you're saying that we'd be focused on distributional equity and we need to look at that within the equitable share of the grants we proposed within the adjustments budget. And then the point below that, I think this was made earlier as well, is also to the previous point that we definitely need to focus on regional and city, and that looking at that also means that we need to look at the beneficiaries of whether in our immediate response to this adjustment that is coming and into budget for the country. In between two, essentially that the way in which budget is adjusted predispose itself to all the fields that started from the past. In other words, that you don't have too much concentration in markets, that you do have fair and equitable access for all sub-fields. I think essentially what you say is this presents us with an opportunity as well as obviously a great threat that we are dealing with, but how we deal with it, how, will determine the future. And just a lot to say that the Commission is realizing that the adjustment budget needs tables is approached and adopted with or without amendment as soon as is possible, so that of government plan accordingly increases and decreases in spending that they will face. Thank you very much.
So Chairperson, we've covered a range of areas from society issues and even the economic situation we point ourselves, including in terms of the issues that we address with the new economy. I think the important matter that we've been in that we don't see this. We know that the Treasury and President and the Board of Finance visited this package to raise the issue of fiscal risks and relief. So the media is knowing the fiscal package issues. And the reason is why we say it's a stimulus because there's a number of areas where we will find ourselves low, stimulus package will also start talking about new economies, new market industries, and view some people creates markets, creates markets, more powerful, more cost powerful financial resources. A classic example before we made the news again, a mobile in country, in the country. MTN, Vodacom was a state, the state. Not by the private, the state gave responsibility. What happened is that in the time of the age, we just forget that the power of the state can play and use the public resources to produce the problems. That's what we say. That the digital economy is on us. We need to be careful that we don't leave the last again. We bring in the poor and close the gap of inequality and poverty math. So we need to start looking at the digital economy around the range of areas, whether it's in health, whether it's in education, whether it's in markets. Our retail economy is going to change substantially. People are buy online, range of this app, etc. So we're saying that we need to look at the one rescuing and provide needs for households in our community. The other hand, we need to think about new economies. We've got to protective equipment to arms of industry.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, CEO, and your team. A lot of our members, those who would like to interact with the presentation, can make just follow the name or not. Honorable Lenzana.
What is
right? Mom.
Kaiso.
What's coming up?
Tavna. Peter didn't hear you.
Three to four. Yes.
would like to end the thing by functional classification. And FC explain more on black hole. Does suggest that we look down our sacrifice and the sector which relates to our way. Or put the other way around. We are the shoots of God. You would notice a person that right through talking the process. So this I have noted so that at the end of the presentation, you have libraries, sports, etc., which are linked by FFC, not as critical as would be with the truth. But then, if we are talking in the they are talking in, but you also not take care. Development and library, no preparation. Then, the revenue and expenditure for that bullet three, government, if they can come in, and then give the wage will remain than and improve. What the government of also, your young people who are unemployed. My question is, when you are talking this point of percent of young people who are 8-16 who are unemployed? Are they unemployed? Are they unemployable? About the shifting of money and structure project. If that couldn't delay the economic recovery and the intensify unemployment. For one bad thing that though got a good of in COVID-19, but also somehow it's actually in us. So to me, to put an employment through recruiting more in terms of COVID. The last one, very far. 345. This is the preparation. I like the bullet train. All along the bullet train. Studying performance. How does ever still in the unbanned the public end? I don't bother about the fruit level finish, but I'm more interested on this one, on understanding. So I will give you my standby.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mlenzonam. Honorable Imam.
Thank you very much, Chair, for your presentation. This whole list I've got to take me the entire day. I'm worried there because on the ground, the reality seems we are expected to lose like about 10 million of the last call. Maybe this is a politician and many more of it. We are putting the various certain politicians' market place to go on what they think. People have been paying, they don't have the money to pay. Now, we also know that not enough jobs, the unemployment rate is extremely high. I hear some say that COVID-19 is a way of love, and that's not true. We as public representatives don't know how our world is and what are we. The truth is only in the very first. We talk about an activity effect, it is a touch on them, and very important touch in the touch for. Although they talk about corruption, the amount of money that we lose in the country, which we see with that urgent to take the country, billions, hundreds of billions of men. And that's really so scary for us. Quickly, this conflict has been in all even civility to expect that transparent process of tendency there for money. And that does not seem to happen. And so with the levels of corruption in the country, what we really recover, and number of people that have taken ultimate transfer, it really shows that we will not see it. Now, I want FFC to start. Given all these challenges, what do you know about what happened in the last 36 years in the African world? How do they believe it's going to achieve? Yes, I thought they were that we need. We need to come together. We've tried to do this for a very long time. One good example is subsidy for education. And yes, we lose 60% of the money we have for education. It's a 6% drop this year. So look at the amount of money we're wasting. And we've highlighted this. We have highlighted this. Where it means you need to change the model, that not everybody must go to university or to college, but those who are really sincerely and passionate about going and doing that, but because you're taking the part of this one, everybody wants to go. Now let's talk about the issue of we've never been able to do that. We need to do that. Now we have a problem. We have a problem with the anywhere in the country because it's too expensive to do business in traffic. Or what do you suggest we do? In terms of trying to reduce costs doing business. The only way you could come infrastructure development and the manufacturing industry, trade industry, like you have said. How do you achieve that at the same time to reduce the cost of doing business?
Chairperson, I would like to thank the FFC for the presentation, and in particular the proposals and practical proposals there. can work on. I would like to start with the size and shape of the public service and what it should be. I'm just concerned that the competition has started and how long will this conversation go on. My concern is similar to the previous speaker, the mayor, based on the whole history of what we have achieved. First, you mentioned that public servants and typically teachers and nurses do not take the full time. I think that the latest study even refers to fairness, which is when we spread responsibility to the public sector wage bill. So the question I want to ask is, would there be a task team with all the range of issues right up to slide 71? Will there be a task team that will be created to deal all other departments in austerity measures? Or national treasury lead and take the responsibility? Someone for the start. Implementation of all these proposals has been made by FC in many ways, and I'm sure now, hopefully today, the committee will take serious all these proposals that were raised, particularly the issue of tax revenue that's underperforming. What was interesting is that many ways we can tackle it, but the tobacco and alcohol on the illegal market, want to know if FSC can tell us what is going on in that market and why is government not able to tackle that illegal market, which is now affecting and costing the government. Somehow we have to close that gaps. We must, if you talk about capacity, then that is the area where we must have capacity tables. Make sure that the government legally left money and not allow illegal money to just to flourish and to continue. I just want to, the issue of educational and knowledge service, I think, is a very important point. At least two slides, 849 and 15, all the proposals that came out there. Again, who is going to take responsibility by anything or not identified FFC, but I'm sure many other areas is not identified. Who's going to take responsibility to drive this? What we have a good proposals is the going to go to back to trade or to the public service. Who else come in? What committee in government drive this and take the bull by the horns and say, this is where we start, every department must contribute, and so that we can report on it. Otherwise, we can talk with the I disagree somehow with the FSC on the proposal where it comes to our stance, the refurbishment of a subsidies, all of the government, accounts, furniture, cost, maybe the connection, traveling, studies. I agree with all. We can't take too much away from the health department, because this is a crisis, and going forward, it's still going to be. I'm not too keen if we take too much away from any health department, even if it's industry. But with a nice to have, placing of furniture, and the refurbishment, they're upgrading, I would agree that is, but we should not touch the health department, Chairperson. That's my comments for now, Chairperson. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Robert.
I am concerned about the task team lead all of the world responsibility. That's the FFC. Thank you very much.
Honorable
Taiso.
Thank you very much, Chair, and let this opportunity to take the presentation by FFC. My question would be, let me start this one. There have been a suggestion from the FFC that now one of the areas where budget could be mobilized, I mean funds could mobilize on the area of training. For me, it's a sounds very controversial or contradictory. So I want to understand that it sounds a contradictory person making points on training and rebuilding of people. So I just want to understand that really going to be helpful to us. Second one is I also understand from the mission that now, given the situation of COVID-19, if you look at the impact of COVID-19 and going back to the depression of 1929, Great Depression of 1929, compared with the recent global financial crisis in 2008, what do you think, or how do you measure the magnitude of this COVID-19 in those two periods of years? Third is on the national plan. We don't anticipate any drop. But given the context, given the experience that we are undergoing, the country is undergoing, obviously this also talks to our planning as per the national development and vision 2030. Only in some areas would need to be aligned given this situation that we are facing. So, let me refer the other.
Thank you very much. Maybe let me the presentation from SSP is really empowering. So, since most of the questions are covered, I find myself to more broader, especially into where we find ourselves to go as countries. And the first one, is on issue that was presented on slide 11, which deals with Southern Southwestern trade rate. With the FD, if they examine the last 10 in terms of the rating around the globe, and to see if comparatively how to use our defense against other countries. And come to the chair, the question that maybe it might be beyond the scope of the agency, to find out if when the agency assess a country, do we have to determine areas of assessment by country? Say this, based on the fact that maybe it might be a seminar for other countries. A little bit of comparison against the other countries. It's interesting to see that there's a country called Italy. Italy's rating is poorest, the southern rating is 30. But this is a comparison that their FGP ratio is 100%. And ours is 8%. The forecast of economic growth for Italy, the contraction of our project, 0.7%. So the difference between them being stable and us being negative for me does not make sense. But one of the issues that they made for them is that the road doesn't have in Europe, it will play between Italy. Where other committed states, including the role of the Chamber of the COVID-19. I just want to say that I have a view in terms of the fairness in the second is the issue of the playing an important role in the country. The presentation to the going through a fair recession. But now, we have been told of a economic plan. And I have a question to say, what is the view of the FFT for the state assume developmental role? Well, they identify or the capital government identify the sector of the economy. Why? They continue putting the particular entities, particularly those companies that are owned by black people, women and the youth, as they are the ones that are hard whenever they put in the session. And lastly, we have assumed a fiscal convention as a country to deal with economic growth, actually to prevent a downgrade. Given the downgrade that we experience, the less role of the private sector to increase the participation in the economy as well as the second economy. What is the view of the particular position that you assume of fiscal consolidation in the should we remain or as I indicate into being aggressive in the country by state leading and also being a negative role in the economic activity of the country? For the part of the thank you very much.
You are talking about Thank you, Honorable. You connected her, she is struggling. The way you indicate if she comes in, did I leave out anybody who don't do something?
No.
Let me join our members and think FSC progress our CEO and their team for a quite enlightening presentation. Thank you very much. But before I even proceed, Honorable Matata, let's see how far the team goes as far as the rating agencies are concerned in the thing and queries that we make. But don't forget team when Kambampo comes to the committee from National Treasury. Former Minister Miles used to call her of rating agents because in rating agents, so he'll also help us with that. Let me start by welcoming again the presentation and process. I really like your slides. And a few others because those slides they were starting to compare how the situation looked like without COVID-19 and the impact of COVID-19 on the broad macroeconomic indicators. I think that's very important that we always tie to this so that we avoid to conveniently slam everything and some of the risks. The economy say no of COVID-19 because COVID-19 will come and go, and especially problems in the economy, for instance the impact in the economy, especially when it comes to the ownership, in the economy. They were there before COVID, so I'm just very important that we should continue. I think now it's very clear that the economy is starting and will continue to fire for the whole year and for some time now, as supported by different indicators. I think what we need to do more is concentrating on how do we soften. I think that's important to look in a different way. What are the questions? Coming from FSC to try and intervene proper the negative flows coming from the economy, much be concentrating on. For example, if you were to identify the area of intervention, the question would be which of those and those which would have bigger multiplier effects in as far as poverty alleviation, employment creation, inequality and so on and so forth. Try to identify those areas so that when you come to these committees, they were to redirect the topic to these areas, will be able to get better and better multiply and then supported by science. I would also like to invite firstly the in future, they come to the committee. They start the developments around the broad-based empowerment. Since one, where are we? And two, the impact on the broad-based empowerment. I think that's very important. In most of the documents that were on the presentation that were from FSC, the presenters have been sitting on that. I think with COVID, we'd also like to think about the impact of COVID is the broad-based political government. Our as a country to change and change patterns of ownership in the economy is very important. Also, one very important government policy and women equity. What in the labor front as far as employment equity is concerned. Business empowerment and employment equity, the good stuff. And I think as this context, this must also be saying it's everyone aligns these policies and who type of interventions that are being made in different departments to make sure that this repetition becomes a reality. Because it was not a night to have. There was a big sense that a lot of consultation needed to be done. So my hypothesis from where I am is very little is happening. In fact, there's even a school of thought which says we are depressed when it comes to these things. So I think it's a responsibility for me to look into that. And I would like to say to FC, also would like to get to, as far as it is concerned. It's very clear that the big impact on our revenues, not for about 30 million, and it's one of the numbers going around. So for me, I want to hear about this reproduction and so on, and the multilateral institutions that we're talking about. What are the other stable sources that we can look into? And this could also benchmark with other economies under these conditions, different feature, which we can't afford, as you have said, we can't afford to take put off the pedal. There could be to try and replicate it. It's very important to try and say there's something that we continue with. But then saying that, as FSC, if you look at how other countries do this thing, are possible sources of income. I don't want to direct you anywhere, but I just want to be honest and evidence-based input. The intervention of the fiscal monetary policy is made about the 1 billion rand. I would like to see that what I think is the end of this going to be from the side. You spoke about the repurchasing of on the secondary market. Why is that important? Why are you saying what is its impact? About you are saying that of the intervention, you see only 95 billion rand, which is new money. Is that really true? What has been announced by the structural bank, and that result in new money being pumped into the economy? I would like to hear your educated view to that. Yeah, I think let's leave and give you an opportunity to respond. Let's see how far you go. You've got up to 5 past maximum.
Thank you, Chairperson and honorable members. It's exactly 32 minutes. Isn't it?
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, all members. Thank you very much for the comments and questions. Really appreciate it. I'm going to continue with how I started off that. And you also acknowledge in the great word that start with presenting on certain parts of this presentation will respond to it. And then I'll come back into it. But I want to say, because I think there is, we've never said that we need to cut down and apply a measure of austerity on the whole budget. It's wrong. It's really wrong. Saying in the slide, if you look at where we talk about the health revitalization fund, the issue is basically, I need to relook at it to look at what possible savings to divert some of the funds, given that we already lost 2 months in the financial year. Obviously, for the infrastructure built, it needs to be, if it's not an ongoing concern, it needs to be supply and management processes. The rest of the industry is involved in a process of revitalization infrastructure built are back at work because of the COVID pandemic. So I'm urging members to look at properly the content that we're saying. In fact, I said in the beginning of it that we're going to have to ramp up. Ramp up meaning we're going to have to look at how do we remodel the whole budget and give more funds to because one of personal protective equipment in the beginning because of COVID raised the issue for the seat cost and the consequences of that also for the supply chain, raised the issue of field hospitals, which is not the same as other hospitals. For example, the idea of that the IT in the Campbell Hospital, Dazerick Center in Johannesburg will be a hospital, after Spasfeld in Pretoria will be a hospital, and so on and so forth, to deliver this. There's also the whole question of the clinics that I've mentioned, where people go in and be tested in that. So there's no way that we will suggest that all new money is being taken away. Obviously saying there needs to be more money to help. And it could be that more money to help the talk about in the range of 17 to 30 billion rand needs to be repumped in the health sector. So I just wanted to correct the record. And then the whole question about how do we compare with BRICS in terms of investment rating. As well as all the junk status. In fact, Brazil is 2 classes better than the B in BRICS. The orange bridge, which is Russia. Russia is still at the investment grade. And obviously, in India and China, it's at high investment grade. It's high in we are. So those are the two stable economies within rather the three stable economies in the big environment. So South Africa is at high status. The issue around the bullet, let me just get it out of the way. I think the point that we're making that we're going to have to ramp up because the point that was raised, on the one end, the point was raised by Honorable Joseph. I mean, if you talk about this, illegal markets, rate and the ports and stuff. It's quite clear that we're going to have to ramp up, expand public. The whole issue about vandalism suggests again issues from public employment and needs to be looked at. The point I was raised around COVID-19 and COVID grants, I can say on that honorable piece that we don't know where the thing is going to land, especially given the consequences to households, families and households in terms of disposable income. In fact, it's the desperately needed income to assist the families. I've asked SASA to give us on the grant system and the beneficiaries to help us to determine where people are in terms of poverty and how this program is expanded. I'm still waiting, it's around 2 weeks to slow it on it. Hey, can I just ask if this, the other staff members, as they presented, to quickly respond to all the other questions and comments. Tando and Shane. And Eddie and Kululi, can you all respond? And Tasha?
Okay. Thank you, Chair. On the chair, this time I can finally make a start of this. So just saying what our chairperson has said. I think also the honourable members raised the issue around the rating agencies and also the GDP question. Ultimately, I think what needs to be emphasized is that, you see, if the GDP itself is not exactly the best measure or the marker to fiscal sustainability as such, there are important key drivers, variables, behind the scene variables that determine that there's a GDP. We hear much of, say, rating agencies concerned around our GDP ratio. That is just because it's the first number that people go to. But ultimately, credit rating agencies, they look at the right factors, right? They definitely look. One is the balance of payments. That's our engagement country with foreign, the export imports, our net reserves relative to that, and basically, the business bill. And then there is the fiscal credibility. So this is when we look at, say, the primary budget balance deficits, our management, fiscal management, and the credibility thereof, whether we are able to rein in, right, so that we don't spend more than we earn, deficits, and things like that. So fiscal credibility, and then is the financial monetary credibility, independent of the country So it's a variety of those that determines that rating is, and why that is so important is because rating agency basically tells the world or gives a mark, right, to say how likely is South Africa able to finance or to pay back the loans or pay back what is borrowed, right? So I looked at the record of this country. For example, on the 20th of May, the Land Bank on the issues around the entity. And then one of the things that amazing that actually said is that they were downgraded because they see the fiscal limits, fiscal risks associated with the national fiscus, and therefore the ability or the weakening in the ability for the government to disperse financial support to the Land Bank. Then that has created a role of a sort of stalling effects, right, affecting Land Bank ability to bank loans. And what I said with that, my last point with that is that when the credit rating agency says that this person, the borrower, right, can't pay it back, then what we need to do is we need to say, okay, maybe we'll pay you back more. And the extent, the cost matter here is that the cost is spiking for South Africa. And to the extent that Honorable Drew mentioned, the purchase bond, why was that important? Because on that particular day, the market was so dubious of our ability as government to pay back those loans that even if we say we will pay back higher interest, they still wouldn't lend us money. And that's why the Reserve Bank has been just to pick up this bond. The government bond, basically government money. So as you can see, I think that the two levels are quite connected, right? The rating agency and the debt GDP. Then the connection is of borrowing. So what then is the relation or the broader recognition on this matter in particular going forward is from this Committee on Appropriations, what I think is important here is the visibility veracity and validity of the budget or the appropriation, to focus on that fiscal credibility, because that is the issue that is closest to this committee. And so we are quite keen to, once the Minister of Finance has tabled the adjustment of the emergency budget, that we come back to review, to show you that this veracity and validity of the budget on the
let me come in and say, from the perspective, the of creating has been well built by and Ken. So I would like to add anything else. I think that does it eloquently. But let us speak briefly about the tax policy. Because the chairman asked what we can look at. But before we get there, just say that we use this period as a stabilizing period of stabilization in terms of what the schools can do now. So we say that we think any increase in looking at company tax or income tax, this is because those schools are under stress, but the problem of their jobs, we know, therefore, those are the moments. But what we see is that after the stabilization period, maybe then we begin to look at things, but then even the score is limited, really. Everything we've been saying, we're talking about is the issue of wealth, for instance. But wealth requires a lot of work to be done before it can be implemented. We know that the question is looking at the reform of the public system did look at the issue of and the recommendation, but we need to prepare for it. We need to make sure that we actually implement everything that needs to be done. Prepare for the example. So that, and then secondly, is the issue of being super Africans, the issue of high net worth individuals that is looking at just is another avenue to make sure that those people are in the tax net. We can get from there. And then lastly, it is just the issue that the tax administration itself is positive in order to be more effective in more tax and ensure that they're able to run after purposes. I remember raising the issue of illegal fees. Those are the things that staff must capacitate to have experienced units that look at illegal activities to the tax decline. So those things we currently think that are but now we say stabilize the situation and then the storm so that we look at the shipment. Thank you.
If I come in, speaking, there was a question by Honorable Mlenzana regarding climate and this too, and he was asking whether yesterday we should sacrifice the security cluster. But just to clarify that slide 20 was presenting of budget 2020, what the budget 2020 of course, given the pandemic, associated regulations, found in that class of the ladies and regulations. So what we are trying to say today is that that's what the budget 2020 future looks like, but given the pandemic as we move forward, we will do you think the digitalization there's also a question on the interest spending, and the really infrastructure, as you know, has been used as a lever of growth. But given the situation that we're now facing, we need to see which pockets of spending provide space for reprioritization. So we're not saying broadly just cut infrastructure, but we need to first determine what potential right now versus what is relatively non-essential. We do say there is potential to cut even on existing infrastructure spending, but if you look particularly at the measure, we do caution that cost of action is good. We cut upgrading or it must be based on detail of assets or life cycle data to determine whether such thing can be used without significant deterioration of the assets. So it's not just bank accounting. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you. This whole comparison of the space-based record between South Africa and some other developed economy. I'm not the big consideration. This is a rating agency taking into account is the strength of the economy. So, Italy and into a certain extent, they are structurally much more stronger than the South African economy. So when you get their income to pay, there's a very high. So the livelihood, even though they are much bigger debt, so the market is able to use their business, they may not be able to be paid at the way the economy is very structural, They compare the way which we just do, because Italy has got maybe higher debt duration, the credit rating agency are much unfair. To South Africa. They also balance with people. And then just going to the question that the startup hotel is asked about the 95 billion that we reference to. So when we did this assessment, we were coming from that when you get it, it'd be additional spending over and above current baseline. So when you get what budget that was in $1.9 trillion. There must be an additional space either to take reduction or deficit spending. Significant portion. But not that that is going to be not because we're taking 130 billion existing budget in the prior time for what are reported in the also there are kind of as mentioned, the guarantee scheme, which is not an additional current budget. It's just the contingency, which again, which is going to be likely, if what's going to be on is going to like the fiscal. That's why we're saying. The only addition we see from the 500 billion is 95 billion, which is going to borrow. Now, when it comes to the interventions by the reserve bank, so this is the debate that the peace agreement of the bonds in the secondary market, whether was that general part of my operation, which the bank does on 80 or what, was that really part of the and when you listen to my colleague and what he said about the reserve bank interest, it was over several. The reserve bank interest and those points because it was the investors are going to take all the cost and put the protocol for us. And then the reserve bank was almost forced to intervene by the bond on the argument. The Reserve Bank afford to buy or afford to buy directly they finance bonds directly, which is the currency current way, and that's why we say, as part of the particular report, the government needs to look at whether Roy the entire may also include the reserve bank. Only that has to be balanced with the reserve bank.
I don't know. All that we know is that statement that was made by the president, which is also applying to the organization of the state, that ensure efficiencies and effectiveness happens with the public. The reorganization of the state is only one part of the strong organization structure. How do we reorganize functionality and the program of the state? Let me give you an example. Honorable Imam raised the whole issue of the value of money. If you want to buy a computer, if you want to buy an Apple computer, the thing is, we know from who supports Apple. Why would we go through the pricing system, Apple computer, and you buy 10,000 rand more on the Apple computer? When? You know where Apple shops are. You know where Apple software is. We can go directly to them. But there's something in the policy of the supply chain that needs to change. Up in this committee to break the structure to have the focus on the whole question of the project supply chain and procurement. Another point that was also by discussion that is also where the corruption happens. And our systems will realize that we have to, where COVID can either be an equalizer or it can be an inequality. And the chain system is where we can actually look at and look at where the small businesses that we can fall purchasing of equipment, but also ensuring a golden economy, but also then there's the consumption is a big issue within any economy. So the remodeling of education, it's clear we have to rethink about the education system. The whole thing about COVID is putting very strongly that we need to look at information communication technology, all digitalization of the system. And Chairperson here, several members right, and all the people and others right, that we need to think about cutting the cost of new ether coming up. When I work in a system, we need to cut import tax on books, import taxes on computers, import taxes. And there's a theory, there is a university, there is a school, and clearly the devices of the opportunity of land and land reform, and everybody must get a piece of it. Simply, what is more important for the research is that the land reform program has to take into consideration security, food availability, document farmers. We just talk policies around that, but if you look at the investment, black emerging farmers, then we understand that really our country is black emerging farmers. Because they color, they implement that African. That's really how we want to see them. That really are the type of investment that we want to make to ensure food for these farmers. And we continue these commercial farmers, excuse me, the access to markets, and the technology access they have relative to black emerging farmers and food security issues there. We were clear on the realignment of the budget. We were really talking about the deprioritization. So I don't reference realignment, wrong expectation of realignment, and now we see reprioritization. But here's the thing that we like to say to the committee. We in South Africa, we need more incisive, very much more so, to start down the performing programs across the spectrum. Across the spectrum, it doesn't matter whether it's contained in the government or province, municipalities, or in state enterprises. If they are underperforming programs, we need to slash it. We need to respond to the pandemic, but also to ensure we install and push new industries. And I'm going to make emphasis can I ask you to continue and are not pushing and creating new market industries where everybody has and to change in the owner structure of businesses, so it would give us an opportunity. Piketty, former Piketty Minister, after he spoke about democratizing businesses in the economy. Democratization doesn't mean the steward or the unions as a steward. It means exactly the workers as a chair. And if you see, workers have a share, market industry, so on to further a surge in the outside of the factory will work far better. So on the last point, the training car. From where the training car has been put to, as we get in classroom setting. 6 feet, 2 meters apart is going to be our right. We see the new universe. Our children can't, the young adults can't go in 100% of the university. The university is talking about a third day starting class. And then they have students in their own way. Training buses in are based on that. It needs to change. There's our technology that we need to use. We need this technology must be. We need to stay away from Zoom because there's other stuff happening in Zoom while we're in the, you know, people hacking and so other stuff there. But the issue is that it's an opportunity here, and I'm asking this committee to take the fear by the bar. You need to ask the professionals the way you've asked us this time, that's the way this committee must ask questions if it was. I would encourage that to happen. I also encourage the committee to note that if after you make it after you have commission of details later, and also ask the staff for that data on this matter. So do you understand that, Nick? We have a data set, but it's a data set. It's just a thing with us. I mean, if it's just put that out there, some of our data, why American institutions have access to our data? And what we have as South African institutions, whether it's university, whether it's government, about our own data. And in that way, they manage the box. We disclose those sets of data to be able to understand our own people, our factors of economy, our patterns of work, and the whole question of how we do. I'll
start
with that, Jefferson. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and the team. We have got enough food for thoughts that could also give you some tips, things to talk about. But before I let you go, I can't let you on. I raised the issue of broad-based empowerment and employment equity. And all of you have silent on it.
I'm saying is you say that we need to look at the intervention coming forward. First, black economic empowerment, the health question of employment equity, the $2 billion shortfall, and then all issues are secondary bonds raised. I've then also taken the board issue about the contingency reserve. Does it mean? How do we get to that? I've taken up the point that was made by Honorable Public Service. There's a number of other things, Honorable Members of the West. So all those points, you know, in fact, what I can say to you in your comments you made yourself and the members, you're also starting to help us with the new agenda, because what you're having now provides us great opportunities now for building the capacity inside FSC, international resource services, to be able to service this committee and other finance committees in a better way. And I might add, your letter that you've given to us, that letter actually helps us to think of through it. Because it wasn't as general as usual. So it seems to me there's also a COVID has also affected the power ask of them. This is what you want, not give us generalities. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Prof. Definitely, I didn't expect all the answers today. I said that as we go forward, please look into those things and when in that case. So those very important government policies to fall into the cracks. It was the end of this meeting. When we are talking about it, of revenue, you're not touching those things. I was talking about among others, the equities. No finance committee doesn't talk international flows. I say that I'll be lying if I say left a very cogent presentation of the institutions we deal with about the extent of this and exactly what is happening around it and what we do about it. The question of this erosion, I think these are areas that we need to look at sources of revenue. The prepared assets. I want to hear that we guys is discussing, and you can't be left out of the debate. I need to address to the center of it again. To interact with this committee, you're able to reflect on those the downside and the upside of that. The South African Bank, obviously, got involved in the country. Okay, yes, given John was saying, why not primary bond market? If I may just go to the South African Bank, it talks about the reserve being involved there. Again, when some dependents came around then, and one as many voices as possible. Also about the FFC, which is mandated by an act of parliament to also advise us on these things. One of you said to the land bank and the financial problems that land bank has got a developmental mandate, but it's also from the cap. And they appeared for the committee. There is a problem around that. To go and really look at the statement, a prophecy of things that is being run, is being injected to the economy, just in the fiscal side, but the detention in fiscal and monetary. You with that, of dealing with the interest rate. Yes, the interest rate goes on any time. You can never go target rate and use that in your relation, but it's worth trying to say, let's put all this income that should. Will have positive impact on consumption. The other knowledge is there to have a positive impact on what it does to Africa, the market that you are achieving. So it is intervention. I would like us to say intervention has only resulted in the people that state will look at this statement. And get the reserve bank come in with what it's saying, with the guarantees being around 200 billion rand. It's a debt related matter, making it easier for the private banks to the consumer and do a number of things. So, this impact that. So, I'm just saying, it looks better. I don't think the statement is absolutely correct. But, honorable member, just see that and team very much for the very dignity and engagement, and could see that the other members were on another level acting with us. We're going to continue our meeting. We have two parliament. We've got one or two adverts to be invited to speak. I would like to thank the staff of CORE for the background research that they also for us. Other members, this is the next agenda item. The means that we need to deal with needs to offend us. I won't go into it, because I'm looking at my iPad, so the page is different. Yes.
Honorable exit your meeting, please.
Yeah. I gave you to that, and I said to stay.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thanks, bro. All members, can we go to the minutes? And I take that with an opportunity to read the minutes there and ask, can I hear the members?
Thank you, Chair. I want to go to page 7.
Let's put page 7 from the member.
Second paragraph, that refers to the committee feels strongly that the issue of basic transformations of land must be addressed. That is fine. There's a sentence after that, the committee all emphasized the need for land to follow, prepare the position paper, and to change to the potential changes. The question is, it will be brought of course by section 25. My question is, the way it's set is almost that section 25 is going to happen in the process, and Parliament may vote for it or vote against it, but I don't think it is right for us, our committee, to tell the land bank to prepare a position paper to set this up in terms of the adjustment and changes to come. I think the land bank will have to deal with that once Parliament approves whatever it will approve. So all I'm saying is that the second sentence in the paragraph is pretty much, it doesn't need to be there now. Then it means our committee in advance that section 25, they must prepare, all committee must prepare, because section 25 is going to become a reality, current form, new form, whatever form, or not at all. So that sentence is going to I have another point. I just want to stop the chairperson.
It's back to an point.
Right.
I still want to repeat that.
Yeah. And then the next chairperson, the paragraph 4.3, the committee of the land bank, if it could explain any instance of corruption in the land bank, as a specific question I asked. I think what we must do is add the response of the land bank. It's just rank in the air. And the land bank responded there was no cases of corruption. I think it's important that we do to say that. Otherwise, it's open to question. And then the last point is when this was moved, I moved the minutes of the 6th of May, just in terms of spelling of turning. Family's surname is Joseph, but the Greek government decided to be Joseph. For no legal...
Which is the right one?
Legally without the S, in terms of the legality, but in terms of the family, it's something else. Thank you.
Thank you much, Honorable Joseph. Chelsea, do you want to chime in?
Yes, Chairperson.
Please.
Section 25 Amendment Act for expropriation of land without compensation. I really want to agree with her, differing with what Honorable Kuhwe said. I just want to emphasize and agree with what Honorable Kuhwe said.
Let me help you. Let me help you.
Before you help us.
Thank you very much. I'm on the on this one, what Member Peters has said. editor, right to say, I myself was critical of the statement when you said the land bank is important to fail. I think I responded to your statement and I said the land bank failed us in terms of land reform. That's what I meant when I made a statement. But I'm not against that. All I'm saying is that land bank failing us in terms of the current land reform. They haven't completely there at this play. All I'm saying, the statement there was premature. It should have the latest end of now. I'm not disagreeing with the definition and the principle of what the Peter is saying. But I think that's not my point. Thank you very much.
Yes. Jefferson, Professor Joseph knows that we don't have a luxury of time to be keeping on calling institutions like the land bank to keep on coming before this committee, and also that the committee has its own fair share of on the agenda. So if the committee says land bank should follow, that is the working word, prepare, that's one. And that's what it is. Those are the words that I said are very important, and for me it makes sense for an institution of to be following, to be preserving, and to be positioning itself for situations like this when they arise. So the Department of National Treasure has part of the and in the meeting the officials of the Department of Treasure should have picked up this to say the committee says we should then it's present because it means that the land should be capacitated, should be supported by those supporting departments to make it possible they can do this. So that's my key, but follow this and position.
Thank you, Honourable. Hello. Who's that?
It's me.
Say your name. Yes. Yes, please.
One critical thing is on the list, we don't know what to put and what not to put as a secretary.
Yeah.
We only reflect what the questions were by honorable members. So we don't choose points and we don't like, decide which to leave. But what we have discussed, there are potential issues which discuss everything, and then we will let me reflection of what is happening. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Fiso. Before Honorable Joseph, the last time came, there was again time. I just let the meeting. Two things. Eric, can you please, in the minute, explain to the sentiment to us expressed by Honorable Joseph, which was that and I remember him very well saying that the bank has failed us. We told that. I think the point that this is talking to. Minutes are reflecting of what transpired in the meeting. What transpired in the meeting, you may not agree with what I said. This is a true reflection of what transpired in the meeting. And because what I said in that meeting that I was saying, let's have the meeting is properly entered. It may then be a matter arising in 2 days, members still want to debate. But if we agree that's a true reflection of the meeting, then so be it. And that the member will choose a debating the sentiment. Can I propose that? We need to complete that picture. Committee Secretary, we agreed.
Yes, Chairperson.
That's the amendment that is apart from the other members. Can I have mover for the needs as amended?
Yes, I move Chair.
Honorable Kaiso moves.
Lenzana, second.
Honorable Lenzana, second. Very much the minutes are therefore adopted with amendments imposed. Are there any announcements that you'd like to make?
No, Chairperson.
When is the next meeting?
The next meeting is tomorrow at 6 p.m. National Treasury and Department of Public Enterprises.
All right, Member. Thank you so much. Member, can I, when I'm going to send us the link,
I will send the link immediately after the Chairperson.
Honourable members, if let's say 6 o'clock we haven't received the link, please contact Derek because we seem to be having some problems. So let's do it today, but at least it's morning and more contact Derek. Agreed?
Yes, thank you.
Agreed. Okay. Let me take this opportunity, all of you, all members, for being part of this meeting. As I said, you thank the FFC, thank our staff at the background, literally and figuratively, of the press, who are in, members of the public, ladies and gentlemen. This takes us to the end of the meeting. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you.